live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. Plenty of time for you to bring up whatever's on your mind here tonight. Coming up, the Department of Justice targeting porn stars, and maybe we'll continue on the list of 30 things to stop doing to yourself, which we've been doing Wednesdays with Brett here from the School Sucks Project. Also, want to give you an update on a story we covered in the last hour. Was talking about a situation with a roommate, with multiple roommates in a house. Some roommates brought in a fugitive into this the living situation against the wishes of a couple of the roommates. The two roommates who did not wish for the fugitive to be there obviously were not respected by the other roommates. Ultimately, this cop bait brought the heat down on the house when the cops, you know, figured out where this guy, or where they thought this guy was staying. A cop showed up, and they talked to somebody at the front door. A detail I did not have in the last hour was to whom they spoke. Turns out the person who they talked to at the front door was not one of the two roommates who was objecting to the fugitive. So we had thought maybe the roommate in that question had gone and spoken to the police and thereby kind of dug himself into a hole a little bit deeper, but that was not the case. But the roommate who did not consent to the fugitive staying there did overhear the conversation at the door, and he believed from hearing that conversation that the police were imminently going to retrieve a warrant for the house to come in and search for this person. And that would possibly result in people being arrested. So, Brett, you said you would have gotten out of there. Was that what you said?
Yeah, but I understand that that's not the easiest thing to do overnight or
in this case, it was
day.
The same day. In this case, the cops came, you know, let's say it was 11 o'clock or whenever, you know, sometime during the day, the cops came and they made the statement that they were going to come back.
Yeah,
and so presumably it would have been a matter of hours.
Yeah, based on the situation as it's been described, based on the information that this person had, and really based on the situation socially or antisocially, for lack of a better word, I have no objection to what he did. I think that these were the right decisions.
Maybe, you know, and again, you're under pressure in a situation like that. You've got the knowledge that the police are likely going to come back.
Yeah.
And they're going to be itching to make some arrests when they do come back for harboring a fugitive, which I don't imagine that's a misdemeanor. I could be wrong.
Doesn't sound like a misdemeanor.
No, it definitely doesn't.
It sounds pretty serious. And you know, then they're going to search the house, and who knows what else they'll find and what other charges they'll bring at you at that point.
What they'll take? Yeah, I mean, right. It is really, I agree with what you said. It is an act of aggression because
to bring a fugitive in without the consent of 100% of the household.
And think about what's at stake. I mean, we already talked about the situation. If they find a bowl with resin in it in another room, they're tearing the house apart,
mm-hmm.
which is at the very least, even if there's no other consequences, a huge inconvenience and some potential property damage that you're not going to be compensated for. But also, who knows what's going to wind up being taken, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because, like, the situation was bad. People had locks on their doors. The cops search the house. They arrest people. They leave, what, the doors unlocked, the rooms, you know, turned up. It sounds like that could potentially be a free-for-all for the thieves if they're still there or they're not arrested. It's a very, I mean, there's just so many bad outcomes from this situation. I would want to relieve myself of that pressure of, you know, thinking that I'm going to go to jail or I'm going to be charged with a felony, mm-hmm. and I would get out of there as fast as I could. So I think in a very difficult situation, you know, not just as far as time, but I would have to say I would be pretty wrecked, you know, like as far as anxiety.
So one of the other details I think that's relevant to mention here is you had suggested why not just leave the house? Okay,
yeah.
So you got the police, you say you're going to come back, why not just leave, go to a friend's house for a couple of days? The reason that wasn't an option, or that he, as I understand it, he didn't feel that was an option, was because he'd already had his things stolen out of his room, and so he didn't want to leave the house unoccupied. He didn't want to leave all his possessions.
Right, unpack all his stuff up and get it out. Basically, just move out.
Right. So being that there was this big question mark of, well, when are the police going to come back? Is it going to be an hour, 2 hours? I mean, how long is it going to take them to go down and see Judge Burke and get a warrant signed? I mean, it's not a large town. It would only take them 5 minutes to drive to the courthouse from the place that they were at. So, you know, who knows how much time you're dealing with here. Would it be a same-day return? It may very well be. that's not going to give you enough time to really get much out, especially if you don't have anywhere to take any of that stuff or whatever. I mean, luckily he had an activist network who came to his aid. He made a call to the Porcupine 411 system, and a number of us came out on very, very short notice and literally moved him out that same day. So we were able to effect a move within about a two-hour time window. But still, the call had already been made at that point. And, you know, you're under a lot of pressure. You don't know when those police are going to come back, and you want to make sure you don't get arrested when they do. I feel like it was a self-defensive move.
Yeah, I don't think the call is the optimum answer. But
maybe there would have been a better way to go about it. But when you've got the pressure on, you may not be thinking about all the options.
Yeah, I mean,
and I don't think there were that many options.
It doesn't sound, I mean, because all the options that I can think of involve dealing with the other people in the house. And based on just the creation of this situation, it doesn't sound like they were very reasonable people.
So that's all I wanted to do. I wanted to share a little bit more detail on that for those of you who were tuned into the first hour. If you missed it, you can always go to freetalklive.com and grab up our archives there. So moving to national news from Reason.com, their hit-and-run blog. Despite being in good financial standing, adult film performers and others in the porn industry have had bank accounts abruptly terminated. And the U.S. Department of Justice, DOJ, may have had something to do with it. Under Operation Choke Point, the DOJ and its allies are going after legal but subjectively undesirable business ventures by pressuring banks to terminate their bank accounts or refuse their business. The very premise is clearly chilling. The Department of Justice is coercing private businesses in an attempt to centrally engineer the American marketplace based on its own politically biased moral judgments.
Sounds exactly like that, yeah.
Yeah, and by the way, this isn't the first salvo in this war against porn. It's been going on since the Bush administration, during the Barack Obama administration. You might think to yourself, oh, Democrats, they're more open-minded about that sort of thing. But no, the prosecutions have continued under Obama. We haven't heard about too many of them, but some of the big names include this, you know, freak guy named Max Hardcore. He was one of the bigger ones who went, you know, went down because he was targeted for making unpopular pornography. Not illegal pornography, but stuff that was really gross, like abusive kind of vile bodily fluids kind of pornography. And nobody was willing to stand up for this guy in the industry. They basically just, you know, hung him out to dry to some extent and let him take the flack for the industry, maybe thinking that if they let a few people go as sacrificial lambs that the government would leave them alone. But it sounds
That's
to
not
me
the
like,
way it works.
No, it sounds to me like they're expanding their attack now.
Well, it could be entirely different motives, too. I mean, what might have been motivating the DOJ under Bush could be entirely different.
It's the same DOJ. I mean, the bureaucrats aren't changing out with every administration.
I would wonder at what level these decisions are made, and when a new administration comes in, how many people at the top they replace.
Well, I don't know that, you know, so we're speculating as to why. It seems reasonable. It seems reasonable that, that you know, porn is being attacked, not because they're weak, but because they're undesirable. They're certainly not weak. They've got money. You know, the porn industry is, you know, it's popular.
Well, I think the motives are the same. It's get that money. That's the motives. And
but what's
if you're,
the money? How do they get the money by denying you know, porn companies bank accounts, essentially?
Well, there's an even bigger motive than that, and we can come back to that one. And if you're a bureaucracy, day in and day out, your job is to justify your existence. Right. So, I mean, you always have to be finding new things to get into, you know, and new things to patrol.
Sure.
So I think that's the primary motive. Obviously, there would have to be some kind of forfeiture to make it worth the effort, I would think.
I don't know. I don't think so on this one. In this case,
or maybe that's not necessary.
What they're doing in this case is they're just essentially telling banks, you don't give bank accounts to porn companies and porn stars. Period. End of story. And they're shutting accounts. They're you know, saying, hey, we don't want to do business with you anymore. Daddy said no.
Interesting.
Not just porn stars, apparently. They're also targeting payday lenders, ammunition salespeople, dating services, purveyors of drug paraphernalia, and online gambling sites. We'll come back with more on what's happening here with the Department of Justice trying to go after things that some people find fun. 855-450-FREE. No fun allowed here in Land of the Free. This is Free Talk Live. You can share your thoughts.
Everybody wants to know, what can you buy with Bitcoins? Isn't there like a Bitcoin General Store or something? Well, yes, now there is, and it's at BitcoinGeneralStore.com. BitBrew and the Bees Brothers have teamed up to create a place where U.S. customers in the lower 48 can shop for, well, anything, with free shipping. What can you find at BitcoinGeneralStore.com? Bitcoin apparel, stickers, gifts, precious metals, physical Bitcoins, coffee and honey, of course, and electronics and computer accessories. The folks at Bitcoin General Store are true Bitcoin believers who don't even use third-party payment processors. They get their inventory direct with Bitcoin and pass on the savings to you. Shop at BitcoinGeneralStore.com with confidence that you are supporting a real Bitcoin economy. You've got to see what they have to offer. Visit BitcoinGeneralStore.com today. That's BitcoinGeneralStore.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, bring up whatever you want and do it toll-free here at 855-453. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line. 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. We were talking about how great it is to have liberty-minded people all in the same place together. And that is what the Free State Project is all about. It's about bringing people to the same geographic area who actually care enough about freedom to uproot their lives and move to acquire more of it, and then get active once they move here to ensure that we get even more freedom on in the future, because we do need to change people's minds about the idea of the state. And it's a huge task that we have ahead of us. And in order to make our jobs more effective, in order to make our activism and our educational efforts more effective, we need to have more people in one area who believe this way already, so as to easier able to move those ideas into society through conversations with friends and family and people at work and, you know, people in civic groups or whatever it is that people do, volunteering, wherever it is you encounter regular people and conversations start, where a pro-liberty perspective could be useful. If people are encountering the ideas of freedom in more than one way, because where I come from, I was like the lone dude on the side of the road with a honk if you hate taxes sign. And it was a pretty lonely job doing activism down in Florida. And there were a handful of people down there, but there really weren't very many people doing much of anything. Up here, if you've got a good idea, people are going to sign on. They're going to help out. There are people that will back you up if you end up going to court for something. If the government comes after you, they've got your back. And it's just amazing having a community of people who care about freedom. We've got that here in New Hampshire, and the Free State Project has only just gotten started. You can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about it and get signed up. We need to get to 20,000 signers. We've got over 15,500 today, so we're still working on that goal. But people have moved already. We've moved here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and thousands more are coming. So if you want to be with people who actually care about freedom enough to do something, this is the place for it. You can check it out. Get a taste of what it's like coming up at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We're about 2 months away from that. It's June 22nd through the 29th, and Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live every single night. You don't want to miss this event. If you can make it up for just a few days, if you can come up for the whole week, come up for the whole week. But if you can only make the weekend, for instance, you still want to come up for it. It's an amazing place. The people are wonderful. The Porcupine Freedom Festival is a unique experience that I don't think is matched anywhere. Go and see for yourself. Learn more at porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. You got a month left to buy your tickets online for the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
You don't want to miss it.
Ticketing ends at the end of May, so go and do it now. And while you're at it, by the way, you can go to freestateproject.org. Sign up for the Free State Project tonight, and Free Talk Live will be donating $10 from you, Mark, $10 from me, $10.
$40 total.
$10 from another listener, $30 total to St. Jude for every signer that the Free State Project gets by midnight Eastern. Are you going to give them to midnight Pacific
midnight
or
Eastern
Hawaiian?
Was the,
midnight time. Eastern? Okay. Midnight Eastern tonight. So you still have a few hours left. If you're listening to us live tonight and you've been thinking about signing up for the Free State Project, you're almost out of time to get this $30 sent to St. Jude and $10 to Heifer International.
Frankly, Ian, I'm probably going to look in the morning and make my, you know,
okay, so you may have the overnight then.
There may be the overnight, but I wouldn't risk it either.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
so
sign up now.
Sign up now at Free State Project.
It's not that hard. Anybody can, I mean, you've got a smartphone in your pocket. Sign up.
All right, so 855 450 free. We'll talk more about the DOJ going after porn stars here in a moment. We've got Jay on the line in Massachusetts first. Jay, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Jay.
Actually, I'm in New York today at the Higher Ground Bible College helping people out. But a little bit of a free man, liberty lover get-together up here. But a friend of mine who works at a bank, she's a bank manager, was telling me last week she's going to go to the seminar about Bitcoin and sovereign citizens.
Bitcoin and sovereign citizens, all right.
She called me this morning horrified. She went to this thing yesterday, and it was put on by Webster Bank somewhere in Connecticut, and there was about 120 jacked-up state troopers, is the way she put it. It just come out of Marine Corps, and about 15 bank professionals, bank managers and whatnot. And what they were talking about was they played these sovereign citizen videos, and they talked about how sovereign citizens record cops and how they threaten to sue cops and how they think that they have rights. But they don't have to get licenses and pay taxes. So there was a video that was played, and I'm not sure if what she said was the video was in the courtroom, and a guy was going in the courtroom with a cell phone and said he was going to record his court hearing. And they told him, no, put your cell phone in your car. He goes, no, I'm going to record it. I have a right to record it. And the bailiff just tased him.
Hmm.
And when that happened, all the cops cheered like their team just scored a goal.
Oh, God.
They were, like, really amped up about this. And she said herself and the other people who were she was sitting with that were bank professionals were utterly horrified. They couldn't believe the reaction of the cops.
Hmm.
They thought it was pretty extreme that they were so happy that this guy who just wanted to make a recording got tased.
Well, you know, this is what happens when you get in sort of insular group. And frankly, I think this is one of the problems of Free Talk Live and why I love the fact that anybody can call in about anything and call us on the carpet all the time, is that, you get into these conversations where you're never questioning yourself on anything. Your premises aren't questioned. These police officers aren't questioning the fact that, hey, look, who's watching the watchers? And they're not asking that question of themselves. They're saying, oh, well, some dirty, stinking, lying politician wrote a rule down, and now nobody can record us because that's just the way it is. Get them! You know, like, that's the conversation they're having in their head. And you're, whoa, 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 mister, in a free society, exactly why can't we record what goes on in courtrooms? Oh, rape victims. Well, I'm not trying to record any rape victims. I'm trying to record my own trial. I don't know. Like, they don't have an answer. You know, that's when the taser comes out.
Jay?
So, they talked about that. They mentioned cop block several times.
Wow.
They mentioned anybody that uses Bitcoin, people who are cop blockers. And this is a growing thing. People who use Bitcoin and are into cop blocks are no different than the people who blew up the Oklahoma City building. It is exactly what they told these cops. They were told that anyone who is a sovereign citizen that believes in the Constitution is considered heavily armed and extremely dangerous. They all have. They're all basically carrying guns right on their lap and driving around. They don't have driver's licenses. And here's the funny part. They're talking about people who don't have driver's licenses, don't have social security numbers, or get rid of them or turn them back, are these people. And so the one woman says, why do you have us here for... who work in banks?
Jay, hang on. I want to get the rest of the story from you here in a moment. We'll do that with Jay Noon calling about a disturbing story. Bankers being given information about cop lock and Bitcoin. It's Free Talk Live.
Gentlemen, in search of a $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
I'm a very bad man. And today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks. Once you've got new stuff.
Door Devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Still to come, more on the porn stars under attack by the Department of Justice. We'll give you the details on that story also on the way. We'll continue on the list of 30 things, which are now getting close. We're on finally on number 10 on this list of 30 things. 30 things to stop doing to yourself. We'll continue that list here when we get a chance. But your calls come first, and we will continue with those in moments. First, I want to tell you about ProXPN, a global virtual private network. You can get started with ProXPN tonight, and you can start for free at proxpn.com/FTL. And what it does is it encrypts your internet connection. It encrypts all the data leaving and entering your computer before it gets to your internet service provider. Right now, if you don't have ProXPN, your ISP is likely recording all of the websites that you visit,
sure, all
of the search terms that you enter, and they may be keeping those logs for up to 5 years in some cases. So that's a pretty big privacy violation. And how do you solve that problem? Well, ProXPN solves that problem, and it does it very quickly and simply. You just go and get their software. It's available for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, and Android devices. Plus, there are instructions for Linux users just to email their support department to get those. They're very simple. You get started with ProXPN, and you're protected by encrypting all of your data. Plus, you can select the server around the world that you connect to when you get their premium account. Now, their free account is very limited as far as the bandwidth. Premium accounts, unlimited bandwidth. You select which server you want around the world. I like the Netherlands server, personally. That's got the best privacy protections for doing things like private torrenting, which you can also do with ProXPN. Go to proxpn.com/FTL, and you can get signed up for their premium account with our discount code, FTL20. That gets you 20% off for the lifetime of your account with ProXPN. That's code FTL20. And remember, ProXPN doesn't keep records of your online browsing habits.
and they've got a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. You've really got nothing to lose, and if you use our discount code, you buy the annual plan, you'll get the price down to $5 a month for this incredible level of privacy protection. If you want to save even more, you can pay with Bitcoin for the annual plan. Go to proxpn.com/FTL.
Ian, if you turn on the ProXPN, one of these VPNs,
yes,
while you're surfing, mm-hmm, then you like, oh, I don't have it on. Then you turn it on. How does that work? What happens then?
Well, like if you were in the middle of downloading something, it would probably interrupt your download.
It would certainly interrupt your download. But if you're just sort of surfing, you're going from place
to place.
If you're
just on a page and you load another page, it'll be seamless. But if you're in the middle of downloading something, it would interrupt that. So
okay,
it's good to, if you're going to use it, you should use it, you know, more consistently.
Well, indeed, but sometimes when if you have a laptop, for instance, I've noticed that sometimes ProXPN doesn't log me back on. Like, I didn't get logged back on with ProXPN. If mm-hmm. I shut the laptop, go to sleep, go to a different location, open it back up.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so.
So there you go. ProXPN.com/FTL. Use code FTL20 for that 20% off. So we continue with Jay in New York. Jay, you're back on Free Talk Live. You said you have a banker friend. She's a manager at a bank. She and her other banker buddies were invited to some sort of government presentation by state police and others on what are so-called sovereign citizens, as well as what is Bitcoin, and they were linking all these things together and letting people know these are very, very bad things and that they should be on the lookout. But you had more to tell us about the story, so go ahead.
Yeah, so she was very concerned that what's going to happen is a cop that was at this thing is going to see my Ron Paul bumper sticker and maybe I record cops, shirt and shoot me. Because these guys are pretty amped up. But what they told the bankers is, oh, we want to make you aware of this stuff because that these sovereign citizens are going to come to your bank, they're going to apply for a loan fraudulently and never pay for it. So mm-hmm. my friend says to herself, well, how's if a guy came to our bank with no social security number and no identification that was issued by the government, tell them to go
take a long walk off a short pier.
Right.
So that's about impossible for one of these so-called types to actually even do that.
But there is a movement. There is sort of this movement with, I'll call it peripheral to the sovereign citizen type that claims that you should take out loans and then not pay them back. I mean, I've heard this.
Those
in
people
the past.
Do exist. Yes.
Well, and her thing is, she knows my family real well, and she knows actually quite a bit of us. She's not really into it, but after this. This has really piqued her interest because now she really understands how wrong the state is.
Hmm.
In fact, she was not able to sleep last night because of this.
Wow.
And she's been a professional financial type, whatever, her whole life. Worked in banks, worked in accounting firms. And literally, up until pretty much her whole life, she never questioned taxes until... we started kind of like talking about this stuff with her.
So, the purpose of this presentation was to get the bankers, kind of keeping their eye open, right? Like to basically be the snitch on the ground
more
for the police.
More policing, yeah.
Oh, to report people, keep lists of people who, may be hesitant about giving social security numbers, may start mm-hmm. asking questions. People who may doing something with Bitcoin, and so one of the women says, "What is Bitcoin?" So the guy, and she was pretty impressed with what they had to say. Now, this what I'm going to tell you is not exactly what's been said, but it's pretty close. They said, "Well, the coin's just like the Federal Reserve note. The reason that we have such high prices of food and energy is because after 1971, the Federal Reserve just started printing money." Literally out of thin air, no gold backing, no gold standard. And Bitcoin is the same thing. So, but Bitcoin, no banks are in control of Bitcoin. So Bitcoin could very well destroy our economies if we don't start figuring out
And by that they mean destroy the old way and the old guard and the banking system as we know it.
Bitcoin could prevent us from being able to steal Americans' wealth.
Right, so the economy will be destroyed. I guess what they mean is the economy for the government economy of them taking people's money and doing what they want with it. That will certainly be ruined if Bitcoin becomes as popular as it could be. Jay, thanks for sharing your experience or the experience of your friend. Appreciate hearing from you tonight, and it makes me, you know, makes you wonder how many other bankers experienced this presentation. I mean, was it just New York, or are we seeing this? You know, is this happening to people that are working in management and banks all across the country?
You would think it didn't happen just once.
Just once, exactly. So, if you've got more info on that, maybe you work in a bank and you can tell us what your experience has been. Although I think there's something important to clarify before we go on here, which is the term sovereign citizen. I have an objection to that particular term. I don't understand why someone would acquire it for themselves, because it seems to be a contradiction right on its face.
Well, I think I believe that this actually goes back to the 14th Amendment, which the 14th Amendment was after the Civil War, where it basically, on the surface, was supposed to use the federal government to protect freed slaves from the institutionalized, legalized racism of the southern states.
Mm-hmm.
So all documents prior to, and we might have talked about this on the show a couple weeks ago, all documents prior to the Civil War were written as the United States are. And after the Civil War, largely because of the impact of the 14th Amendment and changes in attitudes, all documents were written the United States is. So
the United States went from a collection of states,
yes,
to
a corporation.
Now,
a corporation,
essentially, yeah.
The idea of sovereign citizenship originates from a time, I guess, where people didn't have any objections to being citizens of the states in which they resided. So this idea that they're now, we're all citizens of the nation, and the 14th Amendment obviously grants the federal government tremendous power over the states, right? It basically throws out, what is it, the 10th Amendment? I mean, I don't know why that wasn't like just a ball, repealing the 10th Amendment to say all power is not vested in the federal government, lie in the states or the local or the individual.
Power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited to it by the prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states and respectively to the people.
That's the 10th Amendment.
Yes.
855 450 free. More about so-called sovereign citizens and your calls coming up. Free Talk Live.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at Angioprim.com.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. Pro Flowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about anything you want. Dial toll free, 855-450-FREE. Porn stars under attack by the Department of Justice. We can talk more about that story as the show moves on here tonight. With you in the studio, it's Ian,
Brett,
and Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have there. Listening options are included. We got live streams. You can tune in via our broadband, midband, or narrowband versions of the show. So different stream bit rates for different internet connection speeds. One size will fit your internet connection. Listen.freetalklive.com will get you tuned in. Also, we've got over 145 radio stations from coast to coast. Actually, just had an agreement come in today from a new radio station.
I love hearing that.
So, yeah, that's good news, and we'll let you know more as they come on board officially. Should be announcing at least a couple of new ones, or one at least, this weekend as well. So very excited about that. But you can get a list of our current radio affiliates over at listen.freetalklive.com. Satellite listening details, the webcam, and the listen line phone numbers, which allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Jay Noon, who we just had on the show, he's constantly listening via his cell phone. He lives in an area where
it's a great way to listen.
Yeah, we don't have a radio station, so, and you know, he doesn't have an internet package for his phone. He's just got one of those dumb phones.
I have a smartphone, but I'd rather not use the data plan. You know, it requires a better connection than your regular cell phone does. I don't care about the audio quality. It doesn't bother me that much, and it can hook it right in through the speakers in my vehicle. You know, just does that through Bluetooth. I don't know exactly how it works, but I can play a phone call, so I call the LRN.FM listen lines while I'm traveling, and I get to listen to LRN that way. It's great.
So, again, go to listen.freetalklive.com. We're going to continue with your calls. Just a further thought on the idea of a sovereign citizen. It just doesn't make sense. The terms are contradictory. You can't be sovereign and a citizen all at the same time. Even if you're one of these people who says, well, I'm not a citizen of the United States, I'm a citizen of Florida, or whatever, you know, arbitrary state boundaries.
You wouldn't be sovereign.
You couldn't possibly be sovereign if you were a citizen. By definition of the word citizen, you know, a sovereign is essentially you're a king over your own dominion.
Right. A sovereign is a person who has seceded no rights for any sort of protections, because that's what a king would be, right? Unless, of course, there was an emperor, and the king somehow held allegiance to the emperor, and the emperor allowed him to continue calling himself a king, but he's still, at that point, not actually a sovereign.
Yeah.
So a sovereign secedes no rights, And a citizen absolutely does, by its very definition.
The definition of citizen is one who owes a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection.
You're either a sovereign or a citizen. You can't be
both.
A sovereign citizen.
So it's a ridiculous notion right out the gate, and then you start adding in the questionable legal theories that many sovereign, so-called sovereign citizens believe, like this idea that you were alluding to earlier, that you could just get a loan and then magically not pay it off by signing accepted for value or some other conspiracy, or UCC 308-1. There's all these theories about, you know, what you can add to your signature to somehow invalidate getting a loan or something
this
like
was,
that.
I remember talking about this with someone a couple of years ago. When you sign a check, the line on the check is not actually a line,
yeah.
Right? It says something. I don't remember
what it says,
but it has some kind of legal magic
right.
to it. When you sign your name there, it does something. So, I mean, people think it's a line, but if you look
at
you get a magnifying glass and look at a check, that line is actually letters.
See, these are the sorts of things that lend some level of credence to what some of these people say. But the problem is, look, you've taken a loan out. I understand the argument is that, well, the loan was created with funds that don't exist, right? The banks,
authorized signature only is what I see on one of these lines.
The banks are, you know, they're essentially loaning money that doesn't exist. It's called fractional reserve banking. They can have X amount of dollars on hold in their vault, and they can loan out X times 9 or something ridiculous like that. And so they're loaning money that doesn't exist, and they say that your signature essentially creates that money, that you have generated that money by putting your signature on the loan application. And there's some good points there. I mean, it's true. The money system is false. I mean, they are making this stuff up out of thin air. But if you get a loan and you don't pay it back, that's going to attract some attention that you don't
right.
want.
So the bank franchise itself, the bank, which is a franchise of sort of the Federal Reserve to some extent,
yeah.
still has some level of responsibility for that loan to the Federal Reserve. So this is what we call in modern parlance stealing, okay? If you go to a bank and you know, this is fraud with your intention of, getting a mortgage and then not paying it back, the bank still has a responsibility to the Federal Reserve for that money. The Federal Reserve created the money out of thin air, no doubt about it, but the bank still has a level of responsibility for the fractional money that it put in savings for that loan. Stealing.
Yeah. Well, but their argument would be that, you know, it's not real money in the first place, so screw them. And,
the Federal Reserve wants its money back, real or not, and you didn't pay it. If it's not real money, pay it back.
Well, they're also debt notes, not actual money. And, you know, you can get into all these legal ramifications of what the system is.
Stealing.
And, well, the system itself is stealing. And so I guess their argument would be that they're just taking back what's theirs.
Oh, now we have the argument between the coven of thieves.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Mark, I'm not saying do this stuff. I think it's a terrible idea.
It's just stealing.
Well, I don't know. I think there's an argument that they're making that's fairly decent, that the whole system is a scam, and
Agreed.
So therefore, if you're scamming a scammer, what's the big deal? The problem is they will make a big deal out of it, and it will be considered, you know, felony level fraud, and they're going to come after you for it. So pay your debts.
Well, it's like I think it's ten times what the Fed actually creates, whether it's printed into existence or entered into a computer. Into existence, 10 times that amount of money actually becomes usable by banks.
I think it's 9 times, something like that.
Yeah. I thought it was 9 too, but yeah, a bank must have a certain amount in reserve in order to borrow.
Right. They can loan out 9 times what they have on their books, from what I understand. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts here and go to Joe in Kentucky.
I thought we still had Jay on the line.
Nope, Jay's gone.
Okay.
He's been gone for a little while. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, Joe.
I don't know if you remember, I talked to you a couple weeks ago. I was starting a new business, and your advice was to build a sign as big as I could. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. I get home from work the other day, and my girlfriend hands me a bill or a letter from the Social Security Administration saying that they have overpaid her $41,000.
Whoa!
And at the bottom of it, it says, make check payable to or money order payable to.
Money order.
And, I kind of giggle, you know, because I'm like, you know, do they think we just have this, you know, stowed away in the bank account that we're just going to, you know, that we're not living paycheck to paycheck like everybody else?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
was there an or else on their letter that they sent?
Well, they're going to she gets other benefits. And they're going to garnish her benefits,
mm-hmm.
you
of course
know,
they are, yeah.
until that money's recouped. Now, you know, she had an attorney for this, you know, before she got it, you know. So, and they're saying that she's trying to defraud them. That's how she ended up with that extra money. And so our angle is going to be, if anybody defrauded anybody, it was the attorney, you know, trying to get more money, you know, out of a bigger settlement that way. I mean, you know, she's, you know, has neither the inclination nor the,
So is this a disability payment?
Nor the intelligence to pull something like that off.
Joe, are we talking about disability payments from Social Security?
Yes. But, okay. but prior to the disability payments, she was getting widow's benefits.
I see. Yeah. So this is one of the problems with doing business with a criminal gang, right? Like, unfortunately, the government's out there offering these freebies to people, and in a lot of cases, people don't feel like they have other options, so they sign up with the state.
Well, once you take a little, you don't have any more options. At that point, it's like, oh, you can't have a job now.
And,
well, the only difference
between
this and a criminal gang is they haven't, you know, said that we're going to come here and break your legs.
Just take the money that she's relying on.
Right. Well, that's just it. That's what I'm saying here is you negotiate with a criminal gang, and then don't be surprised when they change the rules on you. Oh, now all of a sudden they're going to dock her checks, and she's going to get a fraction of what she's been getting before, and there's not a damn thing likely that she'll be able to do about it unless you can hire another attorney to go in and go up against the Social Security office, which, you know, good luck there, because these guys have more money than she does.
Exactly.
And thank you, Joe, for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Look, the government, not a good group of people to get into an agreement with, because their agreements are one-sided, meaning that they set the rules, you agree to them, and then if they want to change the rules mid-game, they can change the rules on you. And there's nothing you can really do about it, ultimately. So if you're getting Social Security, or you think you're going to get Social Security, you might want to plan differently for your retirement. More on the way here on Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is next.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
There's a treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So, learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So, connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait, others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.